103.7 The Beat, your boy Big Rob. That was DJ Q89, 6 o'clock mix. And I have the honor and pleasure of having Eric here from Carter Funeral Home. He's supposed to have came in Wednesday, but he's called me and said he got a little busy, you know, and things just got a little rough for him. So
yeah, I appreciate you. Appreciate your time, man.
Funeral home, how are things going at the funeral home? First of all, let's get that out the way. Everything going okay?
Absolutely. God has continued to shadow his blessings on us to families that happen to lose their loved one, expectantly or unexpectedly. They have no doubt in their mind that they're going to Carter's. And so we are so grateful for this community for embracing us and allowing us and trusting us with their loved one.
Now, I saw somewhere on Facebook or somewhere, I think you are handling the two young ladies that got killed.
Absolutely.
You're handling both of them?
Yes, we have been entrusted by both families to serve them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I made a social. I normally don't go on social media, not for publicity, but I'm a Big Rob. This is really hard for me.
Yeah.
I've been in this business for a long time, and I done seen a lot. Mm-hmm. But this is really hard for me, due to even one of the young ladies. We just buried her mom not even a few months ago, and she took it very hard and lost her mom. And to be here back celebrating her life through a tragic event, it is very traumatizing hard for me. I thank God that he has wrapped my staff and my team around to help me to serve this family. But absolutely, this is my heart goes out to both families.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. I saw also on Facebook they're doing a fundraiser either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah, so they're doing a fundraiser on Sunday.
Sunday.
At the 1010 Bar. Yeah. They're going to try to raise up funds for the family, for the services, and then for the children. So they left behind some children.
Oh, wow. Wow. All right, community. You know, funerals aren't cheap. Now, I've said this time and time again, it costs more to die than it does to be born.
Absolutely.
Usually a man has to pay $3,500, you know, right out the gate for hospital costs.
Correct.
Child support.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh,
I've been
too.
There five times.
Oh, I've been there. I'm not going to tell everybody how many times I've been, but I've been there.
But a funeral can get up there.
It can.
And it's not that you're making a whole lot of profit.
Correct.
It's just
Absolutely.
That things cost. Caskets, you have to have a vault in the state
Absolutely.
Of Michigan.
Yes.
Is it a law that the remains have to be embalmed?
Only
is
the
that a law?
Yeah, so only the remains have to be embalmed if it's going to be any public viewing. So if it's going to be a public viewing from the public, you have to have an embalming, and that has to be done within 48 hours of the time of death. But if you're doing a cremation or you don't want to see your loved one, then you don't have to necessarily do an embalming. That's only if you're going to open it up to the public for a viewing.
The general
Correct.
Public to see.
Correct.
Okay, you know, a lot of times people don't understand the cost.
Absolutely.
You know, in one of these segments, in the future, I want you to break down just a basic funeral.
Okay.
And how
sure.
much that costs. Okay.
Absolutely.
Cremations are, you know, they're usually lower than a funeral.
Correct.
And maybe you can throw that in there.
Absolutely.
And explain why the difference in pricing.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. Because you got to pay the cemetery too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it's a
cemetery's
lot of
got to be paid.
Yeah.
Well, we ain't going to get off into that, you know, right now. I want to save that for another,
okay.
maybe next month.
Sound good.
You know, you come in and that's what you got, you know, is how much it costs to be buried. And then I'll try to see if I can get some more figures from the friend of the court. I got it five times, $3,500 per child. But I can testify
yes,
to that.
Sir. Yes,
but,
sir.
but wow, that's amazing. You're being entrusted with these two, both families,
yes.
and they're entrusting you with
absolutely
their loved ones, and you know, they don't have the money to pay
Correct.
For a service.
Absolutely.
So the community
is coming together, and I want to commend the community for coming together for these two beautiful women that lost their lives through a tragic violence. And I'm so grateful that these families have trusted us to serve them. What we are doing is that Toys for Tots, I mean, we're going to talk a little about this more in December as well, but Toys for Tots is going to partnership with up with myself at the funeral home, and we're going to do the Toys for Tots event at the funeral home. Mm. So we have a big event coming in December that we'll talk more about. But what we did was they asked us, do we have anybody that we want to adopt as a family? And so I explained to both families that on behalf of our funeral home, our heart goes out to them. We're going to adopt the children of each of the victims' children. So one victim, she has a boy, one son, and then the other victim have two children, two girls. And so we're going to adopt those families for Christmas because Christmas is coming up. Those seasons is coming, and we want to bless this family. We know that no gift, no toy can bring back their loved one. But to show that love that we have for them and show that we care, because our motto, our slogan is because we care. Right. And we out here to show families that we really do care. It's not about just, you know, serving them and going away the next day. We here to help them, to guide them. And we also working with the family to get them some counseling and some help, because we all need it. Even me, I reached out. I as long as I've been in this business, I don't go home with what I see, right?
Right.
But I realize the older I'm getting, I realize I need to talk to somebody.
Right.
And so I have reached out to my counselor to get that talk and that help as well.
And you know what's so good about that, Eric? You're not saying that you're that harsh or that hard of a person where you don't need help yourself.
Correct.
So that I commend you for that.
Appreciate it.
You could have kept that to yourself, you know, and been like, I can take anything, see anything, blah, 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 blah. But you're saying you have to go out and get counseling.
Absolutely.
As a black male to deal with some of this stuff.
Correct.
You know, that you have to see when you're trying to service a family.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's commendable that the Carter Funeral Home will be, you know, adopting these lovely children for Christmas this year.
Absolutely.
That is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing that you guys are doing. You're not only going to service the family with the services, but you're also going to adopt the kids this Christmas and take care of Christmas for them.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a beautiful thing. You don't hear funeral homes doing stuff like that. So, you know, that's very beautiful for you to
absolutely
do, brother.
Absolutely.
I commend you on that. You, your staff, I commend you guys on that. And, man, it was a tragedy. It really was.
Absolutely. It was a tragedy. And not only that, you know, I hope that this community know that we need to stick together and we need to help one another. You never know what a person going through. And I my heart is just broken for both families. And again, we don't want to see that to happen to another family. Right.
Right.
But we are just grateful that this, I'm telling you, PA, when, you know, I'm telling you, it was just, the community has came out. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They put share posts. You know, you got people that's doing stuff for the family. I sat with the family and they say this, then that person going to do this. And I'm like, wow. So again, I just want to tell the community, thank them for embracing this family and giving them the things that they need to get through. Because when all the phone calls stop, they still have to go through this.
They still got to
deal. And before me and you talked with Rob that, you know, you may grieve today, and tomorrow you may be okay, but the next day you still grieving.
Right.
Grief can happen. It's no time frame when it stops.
No.
You know, so this is gonna last with them for the rest of their lives.
Nice.
And so, again, but we're just grateful that we're going to be helping this family through the upcoming weeks and days to get them through this tragic time, because we're a community. And when we say we're a community, we hurt as well. So we got to be in this together.
Right. Now, if somebody's out there listening to you right now, Eric, can they come to Carter Funeral Home and say, hey, I want to donate $50 to these two young ladies' services, because funerals are not cheap and you got to pay for everything. Single thing.
Correct.
You know, and that's why I'm glad you came on board and you were willing to talk about funerals, funeral costs, things of that nature. You know, like, this ain't Eric saying it, it's me saying it. It costs more to die than to be born. I know I paid $3,500 for five kids, but I've also paid over $10,000 for a funeral, a basic funeral.
A basic
funeral. And then you looking at the itemized list, is like, oh, they don't. You got to pay for the hole to be dug.
Yes.
You got to pay for a vault. You got to pay for them to cover it back up.
Yeah.
You got to. You know, I'm looking at all these itemized costs in a funeral, and I'm like, wow. You know, I didn't realize it was that much until I buried. My father was the first person that I buried.
Okay.
And back when he passed away, funerals were cheaper, but at that time, the cost was still where it was. You know?
Absolutely.
And I'm sure, I haven't, you know, thank God, knock on wood, I haven't had to bury a family member lately. Okay. You know? So that's why I said we need you to come in and break it all down.
So, yeah. So everybody, you know, have an understanding.
So everybody has an understanding why families are begging for money. Correct. You know, when we're young, we don't think about dying, you know? But we need to be thinking about it.
We need to.
We need to be thinking about it.
We have to.
You know,
we have to.
Either our family is going to have that burden, or we could take care of the burden before we go.
Correct.
Because, you know, and after you do that, I want you to think about something else, because I had to bury somebody. And the funeral director basically told me, you can donate the body to science and we will cut it up and sell it piece by piece.
Absolutely.
I mean, you going to cut, they going to come in, take the body, cut the arms off, sell it to MSU for study? Yeah. Wow. We do it all the time. And I'm sitting back like,
wow.
Yeah, we just donate the body to science. And they get the funds for it. So believe it or not, you may think, there's no other alternative. There's other alternatives, but those alternatives are something different.
They're different. And the resources now, you know, there's no resources out here. Not the only resource you got is some life insurance.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, if you have a family or community or friends that is willing to give up everything they got to take care of your remains, your final disposition, then, you know, that's what you have. But there's no resources out here. You know, a lot of people have said, you know, some people abuse the system. And not only that, funds run out, just like in the government. Things run out. So people don't have, these organizations don't have as much as they used to have. And so, you know, when people look at, well, I'm going to do this and do that, and it hurt me to tell the family that they only going to pay this. They're not going to pay. It's not even enough to even do a cremation.
That's why I said I want you to, next month, when you come in for your monthly.
Absolutely.
To have a breakdown of what a funeral costs and why.
Okay.
You know, then that way, you know, I could dig a little deeper, you know, with the director, funeral director, that told me that they donate.
Donation.
Donate the body to science. And absolutely, they cut the body up.
Wow.
They sell whatever is needed, whether it be a torso, a head, the whole body. And I'm sitting there like, are you serious? They're like, yeah, we put them in the freezer. Freeze them, then they come get them and do what they do with them. I'm like, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. And he broke it. I'm like, seriously. So, yeah, next month I need you to break down what it costs
for
a funeral. Absolutely. Because a birth, I know, is $3,500.
That's it.
One of my sons just had a child, and it's $3,500. $3,500. And this person was only in the hospital for a day.
And
they got out. And it's $3,500.
Did they get food while they was in there? Get a steak or anything?
No, $3,500 right out the gate. You know, so I'm like, wow. So that's why I said this is important for us to realize what a funeral costs. Again, if somebody's out there listening, they want to donate to these two ladies' funeral. Mm-hmm. What's the address? Who should they talk to about it?
So if anyone would like to donate and assist with this family for funeral services, they may come to Carter Funeral Home. The address is 3355 Merriam Street in the city of Muskegon Heights. A good telephone number for us is 231-246-7611. They may talk to myself, Eric, or Tori, or anyone on my staff that can assist. They may make a phone call. We can do a payment, a credit card payment over the phone. They can do a cashier check. They can bring cash in. We always, provide them with a receipt, let the family know they donated. If they don't want to be anonymous, if they want to be anonymous, they can do that.
Right.
But this family is in a need, and both families, and they, we don't want to burden them with the cost. But this was unexpected, and this is something that I believe that the community is coming back to assist, and they have been doing a great job on doing that. But again, if anybody want to donate, they're more than welcome to call, and we will take payment and make sure that it goes all towards their funeral services, and anything after that, we'll make sure that the children receive those funds as well.
Wow. Doing a great job, Eric.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
You for coming by.
Appreciate you.
Don't
man.
Forget next month. Our plan is what it costs a basic. I don't want all that. I want a basic.
Okay.
Basic funeral. What a casket costs, what a vault costs, what a hole costs, what embalming costs, what makeup artists cost, what barbers cost, what hairstylists cost.
Yeah.
Because all of it is a cost.
Yeah.
But people don't understand that. Jeez. So I need you next month. So y'all, gotcha. Y'all community, y'all hear him. We gonna hold him to give us the price of a basic funeral, and then break it down why it costs this much. Okay,
absolutely, gotcha.
All right, then.
I appreciate you.
We gonna get back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.